This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour. It's Wednesday, the 17th of January. Hello. The start of 2018 has come a lot of things every year, every month, every week, every day, every hour, every minute, every second. There's something going on, and we're here to yak about it on the DJB Experience with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer has some trending information for us. Howdy doody.
Good morning. Yeah, the big story. Oh, my goodness. Not just for people in California, but this is getting national attention. Apparently, a group of wacky people here in the great state.
Now, there are wacky people in California? No!
Full on nuts. I'm going to just say a couple of nuts. They call themselves a group of California citizens that want to break away from the rest of the state and form something that they're calling New California. The founders of New California read an official Declaration of Independence this week, and in public documents, the group says the current state of California has become governed by tyranny. Now, they're not wrong about that, but
no.
they said, quote,
not. Yeah.
Maybe these guys aren't as nutty as I think, quote, after years of overtaxation, regulation, and monoparty politics, the state of California and many of its 58 counties have become ungovernable. They proposed a split that would see most of the populated coastal cities, those would stay in California, while the rest of the rural part of the state would become New California. So maybe the more solid thinkers become part of New California. But this Declaration of Independence was read online. They said the nature of the state becoming ungovernable has caused a decline in essential basic services like education, law enforcement, fire protection, transportation, housing, health care, taxation, voter rights, banking, state pension systems, prisons, state parks, water resource management, home ownership, infrastructure, and much more. So they're ready to split. They said it would become the sixth largest state and have an estimated 25 to 27 seats in the House of Representatives.
Where do I sign? Where's the petition? I'm signing.
You ready?
Petition.
You want to?
I'm ready. Yeah, let's sign it.
I signed the petition when they were dividing it into Northern and Southern California. Remember, they were going to have Southern California split?
Right, yes. Yeah.
You know, I don't know about this. I don't think it's going to go very far, but I understand the frustration, certainly.
Wow, it's crazed. Living there is crazed. And what it is a factor of, and this is my thinking it through, having been there since 1923 as a part-time resident, there is so much energy behind do nothingness and think alikeness and don't rock the boat, and that's what this person thinks. So it's like all black people are Democrats, all people in Mississippi are Republicans, everybody who lives in Boston is Catholic, everybody who lives in Berkeley is Jewish. Yeah, it's that kind of thinking, but that's, you know, kind of what is. It's easier to join in the gang mentality. Look at how many blacks were hung by mobs during the pre-Civil War, after the Civil War, that kind of stuff. It's that, like, and even today, the people who don't like Trump, and they can't give you a reason that they don't like Trump, they just don't like him because everybody else doesn't like him. And then you talk to somebody, well, why don't you like him? Well, because Fred over there said this, that, or the other thing. And so whether it's legitimate or it isn't legitimate, it is the gang mentality at work. And in this circumstance, there is a gang mentality that wants to keep California the way it is under Jerry Brown. or then there's south of Orange. Well, the split is really at L.A., the L.A. County line and the Orange County line, and then south of there, wouldn't you say? And then maybe inland. It's not north and south as much as it is around Los Angeles County, up the coast to San Francisco. And, you know, I don't know much about what the politics are when you go north of San Francisco, but I would say that those, if you cut that area out, that's what you're considering, right, Jennifer?
Yeah, well, basically, if you look at the map is presented, it's yellow. That's the California that would remain, and that is Los Angeles, it's Santa Barbara, it's San Luis Obispo, all the way up to San Francisco.
Yeah.
The new California is Orange County, it's all of Palm Springs, it's Fresno, it's all the way up to above north of San Francisco.
About what I said, I haven't seen the map, but I'm knowing the difference in the political thinking in those areas. I'm thinking that's probably what it is.
Yeah, and exactly right. That's the political thinking makes the cut.
Here's the reason for that sort of thing. This is the kind of stuff that does drive people nuts. You may or may not have heard that 12 people are facing charges for feeding somebody homeless in El Cajon. They have been charged with a misdemeanor after they handed out food to people who don't have any place to go. There are volunteers, there are groups that show up at this park to hand out food fairly regularly, toiletries, clothing, that sort of thing. So these 12 say they're going to take legal action against the city, which makes good sense. What can you tell us, Jennifer, about El Cajon? What's different about there? We have mini Santa Monica. I've heard about it, but I don't know that much about it.
El Cajon is just a nice community in San Diego. What makes me crazy about
this? Up in the hills.
California, in almost every election, creates some sort of new tax that is put in to help the homeless, whether it's a statewide tax or it's a county measure. The last election in 2016, the presidential election, we had Proposition H in Los Angeles County, which added a tax to help the homeless. Here you have somebody doing the right thing, and this is what conservatives will say all the time. Let churches, let people rely on the individual good of humanity, take care of people in need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what these people were doing, and the government flips out, saying, nope, you can't help the homeless. And this is not the first time that I've heard this happening. I actually heard in Las Vegas, and I can't remember who it was, telling me that they went to dinner at a nice restaurant. And on their way in, they were asked by someone for money for food. And so this stuck with them during their extravagant dinner. And so they took home a doggy bag so that they could give this guy their leftovers.
Mm-hmm.
And the waiter refused to hand over the leftovers when he heard what their plan was, because he said it's illegal to feed homeless people. It's illegal.
How do we get to this point? How is it in New York, Victoria?
Crazy?
What about that thinking in New York? Is there something as established or something as focused as you can't have leftover food to feed to the homeless in New York?
You know, truthfully, there might be something, but I have never heard of it, and I have never seen anyone get in trouble for feeding the homeless. People give anytime we leave a restaurant, if we have any leftovers, we always find a homeless person and give it to. So I don't know. People feed homeless people on subways everywhere.
Yeah.
So unless it's just one of the things where it's New York City and there's so many other things to enforce. So if you're feeding a homeless person, they're just like, whatever.
Yeah. Good luck, Charlie.
But the weird thing in California with this is the hepatitis A. That's why they're saying it's illegal, is because they said they don't want to spread hepatitis A. I don't even know what hepatitis A is. Yes, that's what they're saying.
See, the problem is that hepatitis A is primarily, it's passed through blood and that sort of thing, and they're having a huge problem with it because of drug use and that type of stuff running rampant with the homeless. Now, it has had something to do, I know, with one of these reasons for them not to pass on the food, but let's get down to basics. If you've got a group of hungry people, do we want to use, and you have people who are willing to feed them, why continue to tax a group of people over and over and over again when you are relying on the goodness of people to help lift someone out of poverty?
Common sense.
Just doesn't make any sense.
There's no common sense involved. That's the problem with so much government. There's no common sense. One more stop in California Even though I'm not there this morning, Jennifer is, and I want
poor California. You're getting beat up.
Poor us who live here.
Yeah. How about this? You'll have to help me because I'm not 100% sure. None of the stories that I've seen about the death of this young kid, Blaze Bernstein, who was killed by a high school friend of his after perhaps being approached in some way that wasn't it wasn't acceptable to this kid who killed him. The parents have said, Samuel Woodward is the kid who was arrested on suspicion of killing this Blaze Bernstein. The family, Gene and Gideon Bernstein, have said that we've laid our son to rest. The details and cause of his death have been made public. We are not going to succumb to the anger and the hatred. We are proud of everything he did and who he was. We have nothing to hide about him, and so the family says we will not succumb to hate.
Yeah,
when it comes
this family
to this
has been pretty amazing because it'd be very easy for them to take the other path and be bitter and horrified, as a lot of people are who've heard this story. So this kid, Blaze Bernstein, lived in California, but is an Ivy League student. He came home for the holidays. His parents, as you mentioned, Doug, describe him as this really just
sweet kid,
amazing, happy kid who was home and had just cooked dinner for his family. He went out for a few minutes and never came home. And it rained in Southern California last week, very, very hard rain. And that actually uncovered this shallow grave that was allegedly built by Samuel Woodward, who was arrested and detained on Friday for suspicion of homicide. Now, the guy that's accused of stabbing Blaze Bernstein nearly two dozen times and then burying him in that grave repeatedly told police his alleged victim made advances on him and kissed him on the lips. He said that police would not confirm exactly how the student was murdered, but we do know that his body was stabbed 20 times. He said on January 2nd, Woodward picked up Bernstein, who was visiting his family in Lake Forest during winter break. They drove him to several places before ending up in the park. He went missing, and it took nearly a week for authorities to find the body. Earlier in the month, Bernstein sexually pursued him, he said, kissing him on the lips at a stop, prompting him to push the kid away, according to a search warrant, an affidavit obtained by the Orange County Register. They know that this guy, the reason that they arrested this guy, one of the reasons, is that his story was not adding up. And they also noticed that he had dirt, a lot of dirt, underneath his fingernails when he was talking to law enforcement. And that was one of the physical clues that this could be the person who was digging this kid's grave.
Well, the point, amongst other, there are a lot of different points here, but the parents are not going to, as you suggested, Jennifer, be like a lot of other folks. Understandably, he would be angry and lash out, etc. So there's a lesson to be learned. There's actually a couple of lessons to be learned here. Food for thought. It's 19 past the hour. This is the DJV program. Tuesday is upon us. The folks who start the day with a routine. Every day, most of us get up and we brush our teeth, take a shower. We have maybe a cup of coffee or a glass of orange juice. We have some supplements. We have our breakfast. So what's included in your supplemental routine? Do you have a fish oil that you rely on? Fish oil is very good for your cardiovascular system. The doctors, like Ken Kronhaus, who are cardiologists, love the fact that fish oil does as much as it does to keep your system open and flowing, get the blood to your brain, to your muscles, all the important organs in your body. So fish oil is a given. Put a plus beside fish oil in the column. And now there's another oil called krill, K-R-I-L-L, a krill oil reality that has people fascinated because they've found out that your joints have bursa sacs that need support, and the oil that is krill oil is what supports the joints. So that's why when you take krill oil and fish oil together, your whole body functions much better. Now comes Purity Products, who puts the two together in Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. It'll make a big difference. Figure it out. Find it out for yourself without paying for Krill Omega 50 Plus. Just call 800-355-1493 now and claim your free bottle. Pay a little shipping, and there you go. 800-355-1493. That's Krill Omega 50 Plus. 800-355-1493.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. Well, now, home entertainment was my baby's wish, so I...
Now, 23 and change after the hour. Let's check the hot stuff on television tonight. Jennifer Horn, part of the DJV gang with Victoria and Kara and me, has the update on things that we will probably be interested in. What do we want to watch tonight, Jennifer?
Well, tonight, you're going to want to watch The Blacklist, because I know you like that show a lot. And they are creeping up to 100 episodes. That's what they're going to be celebrating tonight on The Blacklist. That's a milestone for most of the TV industry. And Nathan Lane will star in the 200th episode. I'm sorry, the 100th episode of The Blacklist. That's on NBC.
Is he a bad guy?
8 p.m.
I'm sure he must be.
I mean, come on. They're going to be hunting him, right?
Yeah, right.
Dynasty is new tonight on The CW, as Crystal is trying hard to repair her marriage to Blake, but another roadblock shows up to damage their relationship. That's new on CW at 9. And then Hulu has a show coming back for the third season. The Path is back. Aaron Paul, the third season of The Path on Hulu is released, and this is a new spot for Aaron Paul. He joins the series regular Frida Pinto, who is a very much acclaimed actress. So that's The Path on Hulu, out today.
And all Riverdale right, is back on at CW at 8 o'clock.
This is all your right. show. Kara loves Riverdale.
All right, she does. All right, up next, speaking of things that people love, musically, Rick Springfield is in the focus. He, in the last day or so, has opened up a lot about his battle with depression. Most of you, ladies who are listening, and then guys like me who pay attention to pop music, liked Rick Springfield. He was also a big television celebrity. Wasn't he on a...
General Hospital.
General Hospital. Yeah. Look at this. Victoria's stepping right
hey,
up for the
I
plate.
Used to watch GH when I was younger, yeah.
So this song from Springfield, a song called Jesse's Girl, big in the early 80s. I think he was pretty much around for the whole decade of the 80s. He's now 68 years old. He apparently attempted suicide when he was 16. Quote, "I put the noose around the thing and stood on a chair," the thing would be his neck, I suppose, "and kicked it away, hung there for a while, until I started to lose consciousness. The rope broke or came undone. I still didn't know what happened. Isn't that amazing? So apparently he still struggles with bouts of depression. He was thinking about suicide last year. He said, quote, I was close enough. I worked my way through it, which I have always done. He added that success and fame have never eased his depression. Accomplishment is nothing. It doesn't change you. There's a big belief, you know, if I have this house, if I have this wife, if I have this car, fame and success. Nah, that doesn't heal anything. And he's so right about that. He takes medication to manage his mental state. He knows it's something that he'll have to deal with the rest of his life. He said, quote, it's something you kind of become acclimated to, almost like a friend. Can you imagine living with that and having that approach to it?
Amazing.
You never can tell when you look at people about stuff like that anyway. So hold a good thought for Rick Springfield. I think that's the most, especially if you're a fan of his, you always wish people will have those problems well. Here's a quick item about Elvis Presley. Somebody is selling a paper cup that he might once have touched. Good God. That's supposedly from his first concert in Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1956. He was 21 at the time. It was in April of that year. Cup supposedly was taken from him at his hotel by a woman named June, who kept it in a box with his autographed picture for all this time. 62 years old. Can you imagine a paper cup that he may have taken a sip out of, and they think they get $1,000 for it at auction?
Wow.
The king, you never know.
That's right, king of rock and roll, 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Being insecure is understandable. Being unkind is not. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. We are all insecure in some ways. Being insecure is understandable. The problem with insecurity is not the emotions that surround it. It's the actions that stem from it. When we're insecure, we have a tendency to work very hard to overcompensate. And whereas in terms of performance, insecurity might be a great motivating factor, when it comes to relationships and lashing out at others or otherwise being unkind to try to cover our insecurities, well, that's just plain not okay. Whatever you're insecure about, take comfort in knowing that all other people are also equally insecure. So there really is no need to overcompensate and be unkind. Instead, take some time to focus on working on your insecurities so that they don't bother you as much. For help with your self-talk, visit drchristianconti.com.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Hello, I'd like to deposit this to checking.
Fate is a fickle master.
What?
The future is uncertain.
Okay, and what's my account balance?
The horizon is cloudy. I see a long, treacherous voyage filled with great peril.
Look, can I just get a deposit slip or something?
A fortune bank teller. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I see a yellow-eyed serpent and a...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit reputationdefender.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Four after the hour now on the Tuesday program from the GVD. What do you suppose that could stand for? That's supposed to be the same thing. Jennifer, Victoria, and Doug want to move the chairs around. It's the time of the day when we get contemplative, if you will, but with a smile on our face. So with that, I bring you people in the news. The first item, anyway, make you smile, because the Queen, when you say the Queen, there's no question about which Queen we're talking about, right? No question. The Queen.
The Queen.
Is pretty much the Queen. Elizabeth has fired her bra fitter because they reveal royal secrets in a book. The lingerie shop Rigby and Peller
right.
have supplied unmentionables. That is, bro, why are they unmentionable? Why are people such a silly... Who says they're unmentionable? I'll be it's happy to talk about bras.
It's just an old-fashioned, funny it way is. Of saying lingerie.
Yes, it is. Right. Okay. So, they've been the exclusive supplier to the royal household for bras for 57 years. Ms. June Kenton, crying, said that her shop was stripped last year after the release of Storm in a D-Cup. The book discusses meetings with the Queen and other noted members of the royal family. She has a D cup?
I know. That's that was kind of funny.
She insists that there's Ms. Kenton.
On top.
Who is? You talking to me?
Yeah, I think she said that the Queen is a little large on top.
The Queen is large on top? She is?
Yeah.
What is that? Really? Yeah. Large like you and Victoria, you mean? Or what is that?
Oh, boy.
Yes, I think that's what she means.
What are you chuckling about?
I just, you know, it's kind of a funny thing to ask, but...
It's not salacious. It's not naughty. It's just one of those things. You see, that's the problem. Americans, especially, are so silly about sex and about things like that. Okay, so it's too much information, maybe, but it's just it's a tickle. It just gives you a cause to... Or does it? Maybe, okay, let's ramp this up a little bit. Does this kind of conversation lead to sexual abuse, lead to misjudgments, lead men to say things to women that they ought not say? Is this like the gateway drug to physical action? Yes or no?
This specific story, I can't imagine. I'm
me just asking you what I did.
People would think of that, probably.
It depends on who's asking. Like, if it was a random creepy coworker, sure, that would be totally.
So am I a random creepy coworker?
No, obviously not.
Don't lie to him, Victoria. Come on.
I want to make sure I'm doing the right thing here. So this book presents details regarding the Queen Mother's encounters with Princess Margaret. And their disagreements on what hat to wear. That sounds pretty
serious. Sounds typical mother-daughter stuff.
It does. All right, so anyway, the company is on the outs with the Queen. She wrote about meeting the Queen, focusing on her nervousness and surprise as she entered the royal bedroom. What do you suppose the bedroom is? Is it big, small? And having,
it's huge.
Just about, she does give some Princess Diana information as well. And she talks about the swimsuit posters that Prince William and Prince Harry had in their rooms. So
I think it doesn't sound like she spilled any major secrets, but the fact that the point of being under contract with the royal family, you just don't tell
mind
any
your
secrets.
P's and Q's. Right?
It'd be like Carson on Downton Abbey spilling the secrets, you know? It's just, you don't do that. And
what a great reference that is. Carson on Downton Abbey. They're going to do a movie of that. You know that, right?
I hope so. Yeah. Lewis and I are binging it. I've seen all of it, but he never did. So
oh, really? Does he like it?
I got him into it. He loves it. Yeah, he's really into it.
People used to chide me because men, real men, don't watch and like Downton Abbey.
Really? That's not true. My father was obsessed with it.
It's not even great
about Downton Abbey. People say men don't like soap operas, but that's what wrestling is. That's the WWE is a man's soap opera. They have storylines and there's drama. Men love it. Men love juice. They love it.
Also, I watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette. I know so many guys who also watch it, and they
really,
secretly, yeah, they liked it. Yeah, doesn't Lewis watch it too secretly on the side?
Not The Bachelor, but he definitely watches The Housewives of New York.
Yeah, there are so many guys who like to pretend that they don't watch it. And they're
what does he like about The Housewives of New York?
I don't know, actually. I think it's just whatever.
You should be probing that, Victoria.
Well, I do ask him, but there are certain housewives that he likes that he thinks are cool, and there are certain women on the New York one. I only watch the New York one, but so many men do that, too. So many men watch The Housewives or The Bachelorette or The Bachelor, and it's just, you know.
They like to pretend that they're just watching it with their girlfriend or wife. Right. They're like,
I just happen to be walking through the room.
Right.
And stopping
when my
to
wife
watch
was
it for
watching
five
that.
Minutes.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
She makes me watch.
All right, next up, people, a focus on the Pope, who yesterday begged for forgiveness for the, quote, irreparable damage, end quote, done to children who were raped and molested by priests as he visits Chile, diving headfirst into a scandal that has hurt the Catholic Church's credibility there as well as elsewhere around the world. We certainly know what happened here. So here's the conundrum. The situation at the funeral of Bernard Law and what he stood for, he was the poster boy for raping and molesting by priests.
Slash covering it up and paying.
Right. Yeah.
So does the Pope address why he did that? Why he said the final blessing at the funeral?
No. Has not said a word.
But he's still talking about asking forgiveness for the other stuff.
Right. And
so
then
terrible.
Actually, there's some going on down there because three Catholic churches were burned last night. And this is in an area where Francis is visiting today to meet with the natives in Chile. The nine church firebombings that have taken place in the past couple of days since he got there, that's heavy protesting against the church. And you don't see much of that because most of the Latins are Catholic. So you got to wonder what the heck is going on here.
Unless they've just reached the point where so many Americans enough is enough.
What do you mean, so many Americans? Sorry, I didn't...
So many American Catholics and Irish Catholics have just reached the point with the church where they're just totally fed up and they've just walked away and they kind of keep their faith personal and they don't participate in church anymore.
Is that the best way to do it? Is that the best way for people to keep what you believe to yourself and not share it with people?
Well, I don't mean not sharing it. I mean they're not part of a congregation anymore. They've unofficially left the church.
Jennifer, you said no. Why?
Part of, I think, our duty as religious people is to spread the word that we believe in. And so I don't think it's just about keeping it to yourself. I think it's about living your life in a way that demonstrates who you are religiously and philosophically.
So when you and Victoria, when you and Lewis got together, did you discuss religion? You have a Quaker background. I never asked you before.
His whole family is Catholic, but they don't go to church or anything, so they're non-practicing.
All right, so Jennifer, you're marrying Jeff. Is his religion important to the conversation?
Yeah, it's actually a really big, I mean, not to get too personal, but it's a big point of contention with us because, and he's trying. He was raised Catholic. We actually went to the same high school. He graduated before
I
did.
I didn't know that. You didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
Really?
So he and I went to the same school. He graduated a couple years before I got to the school. And he was a hardcore Catholic until he lost faith in the church and sort of moved away, and then he lost his mom to cancer and went through some things and now just doesn't know what he believes in. And that's really difficult for me. It's really one of the sticking points because I want someone who believes in God. I want someone who shares that belief.
But is it religion or is his belief in God? Because sometimes they're two different things.
It's both are shaken, I think.
Upset with me when I talk about the Catholic Church?
Sometimes. It's not that I have a lot of I have issues with the Catholic Church, but it's really important for me to know that the person that I'm going to be with or the people that surround me are at least believers. I don't really care if you're a Catholic or a Christian or, you know, whatever it is, but that you have some sort of faith in something matters.
Okay, that's fair. I think that's fair. I agree with you on that. I know in my own case, I wouldn't be able to be close to somebody that didn't have some sort of the same, even though my beliefs are not conventional, spiritual belief is very important to me.
On Jeff's behalf, he went to church with me on Christmas.
Yeah.
He's been exploring his religion again to see if he can get back.
But you've caused him to think about it. He loved you, and you're giving him cause to think. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And it shows, by the way, the guy cares about you.
Yes,
if he didn't, he wouldn't be doing it at all.
He invited Mormon girls into his home because they came to the door after we had this big debate about whether or not, religion. And so when they said, can we talk to you about Jesus Christ, he said, sure.
That's pretty good. All right,
they came in for weeks, week after week.
It's okay. There's nothing bad there. Nothing. I'm actually quite pleased because I didn't get to know him very well, just that one meal that we had. So when I see him in a week or so, I want to get to know him better. That sounds good to me, frankly. And not that it makes any difference what I think, but I'm going to encourage you because you're important to me to do the right thing. All right, before I stick my foot in my mouth any further, let's get to the sports department here and see what Victoria can stir up on Chrissy Teigen. And not that she's involved in sports. Well, I guess in a manner of speaking, with this action, she gets involved in sports, right?
That's true. Kirstie Teigen has offered to pay Michaela Maroney, the U.S. gymnast. She's facing a potential $100,000 fine because she is speaking out against the gymnastics doctor, Larry Nassar, who molested her and another 140 accusers. And so Kirstie Teigen tweeted yesterday, the entire principle of this should be fought. An NDA, which is a non-disclosure agreement, to stay quiet about this serial monster with over 140 accusers, but I would be absolutely honored to pay this fine for you, Michaela. And so what the reason this is coming to light now, Michaela was paid $1.25 million, essentially, to keep quiet. And USA Gymnastics paid her this amount with an NDA in there saying if she ever said anything public about Larry Nassar, she would be fined $100,000. Well, now her lawyer is trying to fight that, and she wants to speak in court. Like so many of the other accusers, all this week, they are in the sentencing part of his trial. A lot of accusers are issuing statements and making statements in court. And so Maroney actually responded through her lawyer. She said, "I'm not on social media right now, but I wish I was for this. I'm shocked by your generosity, and I just can't get over the fact that someone I don't know personally is sticking up for me, let alone a strong woman that I've looked up to for years. Thank you, Chrissy."
Cool. That's good. All right, Jennifer.
Yes.
You like the Jacksonville Jaguars, do you?
I think they have a pretty good story going. Yeah, they had kind of a yucky season, and now they're getting ready to go to the Super Bowl, perhaps.
Yeah.
So one of their star players is today suffering from the result of being involved in a big crash yesterday.
Yeah, this is not good news. It's actually one of my mom's star fantasy football players. Jaguars star running back Leonard Fournette was involved in a three-car collision on Tuesday. Now, no one was injured, but the rookie's 2017 Maybach that got rear-ended and pushed into the car in front of him didn't look so great afterwards. A woman in an SUV was cited for careless driving, causing the crash. Now, instead of getting mad, Fournette posed for photos and autographed his bumper, which had fallen off, and gave it to a highway patrol trooper who was a fan. The Florida Highway Patrol even thanked Fournette for taking the time to pose for a picture with the boy who was also involved in the crash. The Jaguars are preparing to play this weekend. They're playing the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship on Sunday. That game airs on CBS at 3:05 Eastern Time, so you can watch that happen live. The Jaguars, good story. Fournette, you know what? You get in trouble. Hopefully he's not going to feel any aches and pains this weekend when he plays Tom Brady.
Isn't it? I mean, what luck that he wasn't injured. It's incredible.
Right now.
The biggest game of
especially
his
bumper fell off.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so here's where my mind goes when I hear that. All I can think about is a Maybach, which is the most expensive commercially created car in the country and in the world, actually. It's a very expensive production car. And so I'm thinking the bumper falls off of that easily.
Yeah, it should stick.
Yeah, I mean, this should be when you pay that kind of money for a car.
And can you imagine how much it costs to replace it?
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Would you have to just total it and get a whole new car?
I had last summer on the farm, somebody came in a Mercedes station wagon, and she and I were conversing about something, and I backed up. And she had she had parked right behind me. I didn't know she did, so I backed up into it and had to replace the bumper or the insurance company. There was $2,600 for a piece of plastic that's hanging on the frame of the car. It's nuts.
I told you guys I got into an accident last week, right?
No, you didn't
tell us that.
Yeah, the day that it was really raining in Southern California, I was sitting at a red light and somebody pumped into the back of me. And it wasn't a lot of damage, but it was enough where he was trying to rub the blue paint off of my white bumper. I know Lexus. Lexus is going to make me get a whole new bumper. You're going to have to fix this.
Wow.
Now, all you have to do is get, if it's just paint on the bumper, if he's smart, he goes to an auto parts store, or maybe he's got some at home, get some rubbing compound.
That's what I told him.
And rub
Lexus,
it off. And
there's a little ding there, and Lexus will go, you need a whole new bumper.
Yeah, baloney.
Too bad for you.
Fine, you'll be fine. 10 before the hour, speaking of being fine, this is the DJV show.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV show. We got a couple of stories here, I should say. Victoria does. I'm here as in I'm an operator. I'm an enabler, but I don't know from nothing most of the time about this. But there's a one good story from my perspective anyway, is the focus on net neutrality, which we'll get to. This would be, I don't know if this is good news, but at least these people are not going away whimpering. We'll explain in a moment here.
When you own your own restaurant, you have to do it all. Say your chef's out sick, you have to cook. If your busboy's a no-show, you have to clear tables. I even print my own dinner specials every day. You know, in all my spare time.
Right now at Staples, get up to $120 off select HP OfficeJet Pro printers as HP celebrates 30 years of helping small businesses succeed.
Thanks to Staples, now I have time to scrub my stock pots. So glamorous.
Staples. Saving money equals saving sanity. Ends 1/20/18. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Nora Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Nora Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Nora Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Nora Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking NoroCoffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Motor, cycle, and car insured together. Saving money feels stress-free, mess-free, light as a feather. However, which should I drive? Depends on the weather. If it rains, take the car, because these pants are leather. Possibly pleather.
Bundle your motorcycle and car insurance and save with Progressive. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Now 56 past the hour here, Tech Talk time, with a number of attorneys general from states around the country filing a lawsuit against the feds because of the net neutrality ruling. What do we have here, Victoria?
Right, 22 states now have filed this this lawsuit, and Eric Schneiderman, who is from New York, he says that the repeal of net neutrality would turn internet service providers into gatekeepers, allowing them to put profits over consumers while not only controlling what we see, but what we do and what we say online. So, and that really sums up how so many people feel about the repeal of net neutrality. The petition has been filed in the United States District Court of Appeals in D.C. It's the first legal challenge against the FCC's order, which came in December. Several others are expected to also join onto this, public interest groups, things like that. New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand tweeted yesterday that only one more vote from one more senator is needed to have enough votes to reverse this net neutrality repeal. And so she tweeted, "Keeping our internet free and open to everyone could not be more important. Contact your senators today. If your state is not one of the 22 states already on board, and if you feel that net neutrality is important, then you should contact your senators. This is exactly what they are hired to do, and this is why we should be reaching out to them and telling them this is total BS."
Well, there are a number of Democrats in the Senate who, as a matter of fact, they said yesterday, I think they're one vote away from trying to restore net neutrality, but that may not be, they may not be able to get that vote. So that's why it's going to court as much as anything else. But this is something the Republicans look really bad because they're normally supporting rural America, or at least thought to. That's back to that business that I was saying before about what the expectation are. People expect Republicans to support farmers and rural America and stuff, and this is perfect example of that being crap. Mm-hmm. All right, so that's one story. Here's something interesting about contraceptives.
Yeah, a contraceptive app is now coming under fire after more than 36 women have experienced unplanned pregnancies. It's an app that's also popular here in the U.S. It's based in Europe, but it's called the Natural Cycles app. And in Europe, it's a certified contraceptive, just like condoms or the birth control pill. And it uses an algorithm to predict when a woman is most fertile. But a Swedish hospital is now saying at least 37 women have shown up and are expecting now. So the app is looking into... they have 700,000 users worldwide, and the app is looking into maybe changing the algorithm.
Huh. All right. Well, that's interesting. I never even thought. There's an app for everything, though. Interesting. Enough 700,000 people.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The antidote to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.